Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about being back with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rick Hahn is our guest. He's the author of Executive Malice, an award-winning book, A Tale of Conspiracy and Deceit. It's all about ethics. I encourage you to find it wherever books are sold. Rick is a longtime executive veteran of the marketplace. He's seen it all. And he's here to report on it for us. Rick, I spent 23 years directly working for corporate America. In the 30 years since then, more than 30 years actually, I have worked with corporate America as a contractor, as a partner, an integrated partner in many cases. So I've never been away from corporate America, from big business. And of course, most of my world is small business. And more small businesses are interacting or are integrated with big businesses. And sometimes the ethical bearing on Main Street is a lot different than the ethical bearing on Wall Street. What do you think? And when I say Wall Street, that includes corporate America. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think one of the things that people don't stop and reflect on is the basic building blocks, like I was talking about. The organization, corporate America organizations, and it's also for small companies as well. We use an organizational hierarchy as a way to organize work. And as the company grows, whether you're big or small or a multi-billion dollar corporation, you have a tendency to add managers as the work grows. But when the managers are in layers in an organizational hierarchy, it creates a dynamic that actually works against ethics. A quick, for instance, because it puts distance between a manager making decisions and the people working with the customers. As a for instance, your regional manager in Amazon, as a for instance, makes a decision that they think is a good idea for goals for deliveries, you know, at X number of weeks per month or days or whatever it is. And it ends up with you read articles about the drivers that don't even have time to stop and take a restroom break.
Right.
Because the goals that they set are just impossible to meet. And the manager really has no idea because they're not in the trucks. They're not dealing with the customers. They're not delivering the packages.
What you're describing is a lack of an empathy for humanity. The corporate, at the individual level. The evaporation of humanity at the management level in corporate America is astonishing today, isn't it? And I know that's a hard statement. That's a hard statement, but it's true, isn't it, Rick?
It is, Jim. And one of the underlying problems is as you rise to the level of a senior executive, you become isolated. You're in your own little ecosystem. So that connection that would help you gain empathy is broken because you don't deal with anybody anymore.
Well, and this is where digital has cost it, because I remember watching corporate America convert to digital research customer behavior.
Right.
And then grow into artificial intelligence. And the more they did that, the less I heard them use the term customer. Watch CNBC.
Amazing.
Watch CNBC all day long and write down on a little post-it note, you won't need a big one, how many times they use the word customer.
Wow.
And so, the more they digitized those relationships, the less it was a customer and more it was an algorithm. And now, in the last few years, that has become the way they treat employees as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Because managers, in addition to, you know, having a hierarchical structure, managers actually create a culture in the company by their very actions.
Right.
You know.
And then you bring along the young people. Look at you and me. You and I were mentored. We gained our ethical bearing at the knee of people who were analog managers. Today, yes. Young people are at the knee of digital managers, where we just got through saying ethics and humanity are in short supply. That's who the young people are being mentored by.
It's really
God,
true.
God help us, Rick. Is that too much? Is that too much to say?
No, I think it's exactly right. God help us is certainly right. A great example of just managerial action creating a corporate culture, if I can give you a real quick example.
Yeah.
My son happens to work at a very the most famous resort park in Southern California. Probably know which one it is. And he was in guest screening. He was a security officer in guest screening. And there was a security officer who had just over the course of several months had more and more problems disrespecting his coworkers, other screeners,
right.
And pretty soon it spilled over to the guests, the people who were showing up to have a good time, and he brought it to the attention of first a lead, and then the lead sent him to a manager, and he went with a coworker. They talked it out with the manager, and basically the manager said, well, that's just your side of the story.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't think we're – so he didn't deal with it, and that created a whole culture of
bad
where
morale
do you go
and,
with the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It discouraged everybody because this place is supposed to be stellar for customer service,
right.
And the person in charge of it just didn't want to listen.
It's amazing.
Yeah, there's so many examples like
Rick,
that.
Rick, have you got a website?
I do. It's easy. It's thegoodmanageronline.com. It's all one word.
Thegoodmanageronline.com. The award-winning book by Rick Hahn, R.L. Hahn, on the book, Executive Malice, A Tale of Conspiracy and Deceit. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
I've been in love 10,000 times. All you gotta do is remember my
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.